The program, sponsored by the U.S. State Department, is called Community Solutions, brought more than 50 leaders from 22 countries to the U.S. to learn how their American counterparts handle similar challenges. The leaders, including four from Zimbabwe, concluded their fellowship this week in Washington, D.C. They were engaged in projects targeting transparency and accountability, tolerance and conflict resolution, environmental issues, and women and gender issues. Michael Stanton, division chief of the U.S. State Department and the fellowship program, says the program aims to give each participant a unique experience.
These participants arrived in the United States in August. They had a brief orientation program here, and then they dispersed to all points of the United States, from Alaska to Hawaii, to New York, to New Mexico, to work with non-governmental organizations that could be directly related to their professional theme.
Stanton says he was able to assess the impact of the program on participants before they completed the program.
Even more importantly, how committed they are to carry forward specific projects that they have designed over the course of the past 4 months that have helped them channel their energy and enthusiasm towards realistic projects that can make an impact in their home countries.
Nyarazo Mashayamombe, director and founder of Tag a Life International Trust, works to protect young girls in Zimbabwe. She says she was overwhelmed by the experience and that her work in the state of Oregon will help her continue to assist young girls in Zimbabwe.
It's one of the things that I'm so happy about the Community Solutions Program, because it has strengthened. That is our core. Our core is to work with communities, and our core is to make our prisons better, to change the lives of girls better. So that is, the curriculum actually speaks into the work that we're doing. So I'm simply going to take that and use it at home.
Mashayamombe plans to expand her work in Zimbabwe to include engaging in a justice delivery system campaign to challenge the current enforcement mechanism against perpetrators of rape in the country. Plumtree Development Trust is an organization that promotes community development. Director Thomas Sitole says his first time spent in Chicago during the U.S. election in November showed him the true process of democracy. Sitole says his work with civic organizations showed him the magnitude of political challenges faced by civic organizations working in Zimbabwe.
Civic society organizations have space to engage the community, and also the government does not see them as groups that are there to spearhead their own agenda. But the government sees them as partners that can actually contribute to the democratization of the whole society. In fact, they are viewed as willing partners who can enhance the governance space and also help the masses.
Mashayamombe, Sitole, and other participants of the Community Solutions Program developed and implemented projects alongside their U.S. hosts. And follow-up will come after they return home. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Tatenda Gumbo.